And foremost, Sahar Hekmati. She is the GOP District 13 chairperson and founder of the online Tea Party Forum. She is president of the Conservative Republican Women and district chair for Caring for America organization. And you might have seen her recently on the nationally televised, actually it was televised worldwide, the Republican presidential debate asking questions. Sahar, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, we'll get to the debate here in just a second. We saw you on TV, but before we do that, tell us about the Conservative Republican Women and what your plans are for 2012.
Well, the Conservative Republican Women, we are committed to helping elect as many conservative candidates as possible.
Well, that is certainly a noble cause. Tell me this: do you focus on the local level, the state level, the national level? Tell me where your focus is.
Well, it's a national online organization, and it's also on several different counties here in Georgia. So it starts with local, of course. Everything starts with your backyard. So the ladies right now, they're in my county, are currently involved in local city elections and open house seat districts and congressional races that we're about to have. So it depends. Me personally, I'm involved in all. But it starts with local, and it's, you decide what you want to do.
I got you.
We do it all.
I got you. Now, you're the chair of the GOP's 13 congressional district. Tell me what you do in that position.
I chair the 13th congressional district, and basically what we do is during the 2012 election cycle, we will be showcasing all the candidates during the primary cycle, and we'll be specifically working with the national with the Republican nominee. Whoever is the nominee will help, get the vote out. We will help the candidate win the seat, whatever, it takes. And also in the 13th district, we elect delegates going to the national convention.
I see. All right, now let's change gears to the debate just a second. It was on and for our listeners that didn't see it, your ancestry is, of course, Afghan, and you were on TV on the CNN debate for the Tea Party there in Tampa, and you asked a question regarding Afghanistan. How important is U.S. policy in that region, and is the president getting it right?
How important? It's very important, especially now. I'd like to be involved in foreign policy as much as I can, but I don't think the president's doing as good as he should. I think what he's doing is he's helping more the cause of the radicals, as he's trying to, the job should be to eliminate and, of course, get rid of them, and I don't think he's doing that. He's helping them, in ways to get funding in a lot of different ways. And of course, when you have those radicals, then you have the Sharia and everything else that comes along with it. So I'm not happy with what he's doing, but as far as how important it is, it's very important for us to have our presence there to show them we're here and we're not going to allow you to occupy Afghanistan and create a safe haven so you can plant another attack on our nation. So it's very important.
Was it John Huntsman that got the first opportunity to answer your question?
He did.
What'd you think of his answer?
Well, he gave a political answer. It wasn't what I was hoping for, really. I was pleased. The only thing that I was happy about is that he actually addressed me by my name.
Well, tell me this. From your perspective, what would have been the right answer for him?
Maybe something similar to what Perry said. Our presence is very important. We need to have our presence. We don't need to go ahead and have a withdrawal. I don't want, as much as, I hate our soldiers being there, I think our presence is just as important to be there now. I think we need to train the Afghans to fight for themselves. I don't believe in policing the world, but I also think that because the country has been through so much torment and so many wars, you have the uneducated, the inexperienced, and those who are just, you know, trying to make a buck to eat. So if we, you know, help them, teach them how to protect their country, then we can pull out. But we've never been able to do that. So I would have liked to heard that answer. So, you know, hopefully one of the candidates will one day get it right.
It's interesting, and I don't know if you know this, but as the debate was winding up, it showed you on stage, and you were talking to Rick Perry, and he's nodding his head almost as if you were giving him advice, and he was looking like that sage advice. For our listeners, share with us what you said to him.
Oh, we talked about a lot of things, and we talked about on stage, and of course, then I had a little, I guess you could call it a get-together behind the stage at after party.
Right.
So saw him several times. He was telling me how many times he has gone to Afghanistan, and he was trying to explain, you know, that he would be helping Afghanistan. And if I would help him, you know.
Right.
So there were several things, and yes, I was giving him advice on I was giving him advice on foreign policy, not that he needs it. Who am I to give him anything, really? But since I'm passionate about this issue, about protecting women and children, I had to let him know. And, you know, who knows? I hope to one day be able to help him, if he is or anyone else is the nominee, help them with foreign policy, which is what I'm passionate about. So.
Awesome. It also appeared that you spoke with Michelle Bachmann a little bit. For our listeners, any nuggets of conversation that folks might be interested in?
Well, I did. I spoke to all of them.
Oh, you did?
Michelle is so sweet. She's just wonderful.
She is. She is.
She said, you asked a historical question, and I wish I was the one to answer it. There wasn't enough time to really get our answer, which I would have liked to. But she wanted to keep in touch. She said she wanted to keep in touch, didn't want to reach out to me. And so they're all wonderful, wonderful candidates. I don't think we can go wrong with any of them.
Yeah, when the other side of the ticket is Barack Obama, I could not agree with you more. Any name is better than that one. Tell me this, the Tea Party online forum, how does that relate to other possibly larger groups throughout Georgia and throughout the country? How do they work together?
Well, it was created, believe it or not, with just about 5 or 10 people. We never thought it would go past 1,000. It's just an online social media outlet for anyone to basically come and speak. It's kind of have freedom of speech.
Right.
Say what you want to say. Say how you feel. Kind of let it out. So as far as, you know, it having any effect on any other Tea Party organizations, I'm not really sure. I know that I was one of the original Tea Partiers here in Georgia when it first started. I know that I was on the board. So I consider myself one of the original Tea Party, folks here in Atlanta. But our group is open discussion. Say what you want. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are. We're here to educate you. We're here to give you the information, the tool, to help you understand what's going on in our government and what's happening. So that's what the Tea Party online forum is about.
All right, we're talking today to Sahar Hikmati. She is the GOP District 13 chairperson, president of the Conservative Republican Women, founder of the Tea Party Online Forum. Sahar, if folks want to get involved, how do they do that? Is there a website address we can send them to?
Sure, we have a website, two actually. One is the Conservative Republican Women, all one word, and it's .org. And we also have the Georgia GOP. .org, and you can look under district chairman on there, or also you can go on the GOP, Georgia GOP website. It's a great, great informational tool. They bring you up-to-date information. It's called the GOP Notebook, and we normally get this daily. So I'm proud to say that Georgia GOP is on top of it. They really, really are. They're very much prepared for this next election.
Sahar, what we're going to do is we're going to put a link on the Ty J. Young Show website where folks can link directly from. We'll put a picture of you up there as being a guest, and they can click on it and link directly to your websites there to get more information, and we'll mention again later on during the show. We believe in what you're doing. Thank you for your hard work, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right.